Live from the Brim Snack Food Studio at the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center. Stomping out bias and setting the record straight. Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Friday, June 19th, Father's Day weekend. Topping the news this hour, two West Memphis men speaking out on the Wendy's shooting as the two Atlanta police officers turning themselves in. We will have reaction. Memphis in May canceled again. And it's Father's Day weekend. What is your favorite memory with your dad? 901-260-5926. But first, as we do at the top of the hour, every show here on Wake Up Memphis, your Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning, Memphis. It's time for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hi, this is Emily from First Assembly Christian School. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here's what's in the news right now on Wake Up Memphis.
So, what's it like being my father?
Well, I guess it was probably the best experience of my entire life.
That is my dad, Dr. Norman Walensky in New Jersey, who we just heard from here on the show. And we are saluting all the dads here in the Memphis area and beyond as we celebrate Father's Day this Sunday. Great news that you can get in to area nursing homes if your father or grandfather or uncle and you want to say Happy Father's Day. You don't have to do it through the window like we had to celebrate Mother's Day here in Memphis. You can actually make an appointment, have your temperature checked, and get in and visit with someone in a nursing home here in the Memphis area. Mighty 990 News Time is 7:02. We have a lot going on this morning. We have two West Memphis men who are speaking out. Let's hit, please, Miss Claire. We're going to go to cut number 14 with Fox 13's Leah Jordan.
Memphis rappers Melvin Evans and Michael Perkins pulled into the parking lot of an Atlanta Wendy's for a late night snack.
They say he got hit two times. We heard three shots. So this one made us say the third shot in the car.
Evans was the driver. When he and Perkins heard the first shot, they say they ducked. And the lawyer for the two men says they were almost victims themselves.
Three shots were fired, two entering the body of Mr. Brooks, unfortunately killing him. One entered the vehicle driven by Mr. Evans and coming close to Mr. Perkins, who was a passenger.
Today, Evans and Perkins are being represented by Sean Williams, a partner with the Cochran firm in Atlanta. He says his clients will testify in front of a jury if asked, but that it's too soon to know what the legal process will look like.
I mean, I don't know where to start. Like, I witnessed the murder. I almost killed myself.
Okay, so we have that. And then we have the two white police officers who turned themselves in, as we discussed in depth yesterday here on this show. And please check out the podcast at themighty990.com. The first hour, where we had retired law enforcement calling into the show. And then the second hour yesterday, we had 15 minutes about with Mike Williams from Behind the Badge. I will be on his show coming up for you tomorrow, and we're going to discuss this and all the new developments in the case. But I want to play, before we go to our guest, let's hit cut number 8 is an exclusive with Wake Up Memphis. We had a retired Dallas police officer who was listening on Mighty990.com streaming, David, a retired Dallas PD, who says this about the victim in that case, Rayshard Brooks. Cut number 8.
It is an overcharge. Mr. Brown turned into a felon when he assaulted the peace officers and he was fleeing. And I've read Georgia law through the media reports just yesterday, and they were pursuing a felon at that point.
And then Mike Williams from Behind the Badge, who you hear on this radio station every Saturday, he's a 20-year Memphis PD. Cut number 9, Mike Williams.
People ask me, would you have shot him? I probably would have. You know, I probably would have done what I needed to do.
And reacting to all of this, With me here in studio is co-host Chet Hopper of The Real Resistance. Chet, good morning and happy Father's Day to you.
Hey, good morning and thank you, Robin.
So you heard all the sound. You heard the report there from Fox 13. You heard my exclusive with the retired Dallas PD, our caller, and then you heard from Mike Williams. What are your thoughts as we move forward into this story? Because let me tell you, what happened at the Wendy's in Atlanta, as witnessed by the two rappers from here in Memphis that just happened to be there shooting a rap video at the time for the weekend in Atlanta, and they were just getting a hamburger at Wendy's when all this went down. And by the way, one of what she doesn't say there in the piece in Fox 13 is that one of the bullets of the three shots, one of the bullet casings actually ends up in the car of that guy that you just heard from. Your thoughts on all of this, Chet?
Well, I have a kind of a unique perspective on this because not only am I an exciting and vibrant radio show host, I'm actually a firearms instructor. I teach police officers, military personnel, even special forces guys a lot about weapon manipulation and when to shoot, when not to shoot, all that kind of stuff. And in this situation, the whole time I've watched it, I know everybody's got their own opinion about it, but to me, this is a good shoot. This is one of those to where it's unfortunate. It didn't need to happen. I watched the entire video. There's a 20-minute video of the police officers in Atlanta being completely respectful and cordial, and there's just back and forth conversation and, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And, you know, my advice is the best way not to get shot is don't attack the police. No, I've yet to see a clip when they say police are out here just hunting people down of a police officer walking up and just shooting someone or just being nasty to someone. I've yet to see this. Usually it's because you're fighting the police and you take their weapon, you try to run, you're already drunk, and you're going to turn around and try to fire what is interestingly enough, the Atlanta DA stated that tasers were a lethal weapon just a few days ago, and then now it's not dangerous, and we're going to charge the police officers with murder. To me, this just seems like it's all political at the expense of someone's life in a tragic situation.
In my 53 years on planet Earth, I had one interaction with the police, a state trooper in New Jersey on the Garden State Parkway, and I was a kid driving a red Honda, so never again will I buy a red car, Chet. And I was in the left lane in a stick shift car in fifth gear doing I don't know how many miles an hour, and I thought, oh no, he's pulling me over because I'm speeding. But it was some rule about, oh, you're only allowed to be in the left lane if right. You're passing another car. And I was a kid and I didn't know and whatever. And it was like, okay, officer. And he wrote me a warning, blah, blah, blah. Have a nice day. And whatever he asked me to do, license and registration, ma'am, whatever the commands were, I followed the order. So basically, Chet, you're saying that you are in line with the thinking of retired David from the Dallas PD, who called our show yesterday exclusively, who said that, you know, that Rayshard became a felon when he assaulted the officers, that for you right there during that tussle and struggle, and he's way bigger than these two guys, and he's wasted, apparently. He had admits to drinking and blew whatever number on the thing there. And the sobriety test. So you believe that this thing changed, that he became a felon at that point, and then he grabs the taser.
See, what? Absolutely. And what they don't show you is when you go through the academy and when you're getting ready to go out onto the street, they show you video after video after video of somebody who's being nice and compliant and speaking. And then all of a sudden they lose it. They hadn't been patted down. They hadn't been checked correctly. And they pull out a weapon and shoot police officers. Like, they show you this. Like, if every day you got ready to come to work and they showed somebody in a broadcasting booth who was getting shot at if they weren't paying attention, you might be a little edgy when you get there. I mean, so they're trained to look for, they're trained to notice when it's going to get out of control. And then they're also the ones that are trained with firearms. I've laughed kind of, not laughed because it's a sad situation, but I've laughed all week at the defund the police, get rid of the police. And then as soon as somebody tries to do something to these people, I saw some protesters in front of a guy's business. They were outside hollering, you know, defund the police. He went to the vehicle. This is in California. He pulls out a chainsaw and he cranks it. And he's trying to run people out of the front of his business. And as the lady runs through the frame, she's calling, call 911. She's screaming. I'm like, you guys are out here trying to defund the police. And now you're screaming, call 911. These are the people with the training. If you want regular citizens to be in charge of this, I promise you it's going to be way worse.
We are speaking right now at 7:10 with the Real Resistance co-host, Chet Hopper, who you hear on KWAM Weekend. I want to play for you, Chet. In cut number 10, Mike Williams from Behind the Badge. We looked at this yesterday from all sides. And in this clip, I asked, Mike says, you know, I would have done this differently. And I said, well, what do you mean? How would you have done this differently? And in this clip in cut number 10, you're going to hear him say exactly what you're saying, that this guy was, you know, walking around for too long. They should have had him in cuffs much earlier before this little fireside chat about how much he had to drink. Cut number 10.
If it was me, I might have handled it a little bit differently.
How so? How would you have handled it differently? I want to pick up on that.
I would have probably did it a little bit differently. I'm one to handcuff people prior to me taking any actions. A lot of times I'll say, I'm going to put these cuffs on you just for your safety and mine. So we're going to find out where we are from the beginning, because I don't like people running around without handcuffs. That's just the thing of mine.
Right. In other words, you can have Mike the fire. You can have the little fireside chat about how many margaritas and daiquiris you drank after the cuffs are on. I like that point. That's a very good point, Mike.
He was walking around too much for me. He would get out of his car. The officer kept telling him, get back in your car. The officer would have to get out of his car to get him back into his car. And I could tell from the onslaught, something was a little bit amiss or askew with this guy. So I don't like people just walking around.
Your reaction to that, Chet Hopper?
I think he's 100% correct. I mean, police officers, especially places like, you know, here in Memphis, they're very well trained. I have to assume that in Atlanta, it's probably pretty similar. It's probably a rigorous training that you go through. And it's those little bitty small mistakes that end up in these tragedies. I mean, yes, absolutely. Now, would the guy have actually started fighting sooner? Had they tried to cuff him sooner? You know, you never can tell. But it's always better to go ahead and secure yourself, secure them, and then figure out what's going on in the situation. And if everything's fine and it was just a misunderstanding, you know what? The key works on those handcuffs. You can take them right off if you need to.
Absolutely. And we're speaking with Chet Hopper, co-host of The Real Resistance. I want to hit Ted Cruz. Cut number 11, Ted Cruz, who is calling the Supreme Court decision upholding DACA disgraceful. Chet, your reaction to cut 11 after we listen to it together. Cut 11.
Today's decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in Department of Homeland Security versus Regents of the University of California is disgraceful.
So Chief Justice John Roberts voting yet again with the liberal side of the court. When I, Chet, watched Ted Cruz yesterday deliver his remarks. Let's hear cut 12 before Chet comments. Cut 12.
Judging is not a game. It's not supposed to be a game. But sadly, over recent years, more and more Chief Justice Roberts has been playing games with the court to achieve the policy outcomes he desires.
So I'm sitting there, Chet, and I'm watching this on my TV on C-SPAN because I'm a big news nerd. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if there was ever an argument to put Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court, there you have it.
Yeah, you know, people forget, because a lot of people now, I mean, especially in the education system, my wife is she's getting her PhD and she's got a master's in political science. And even now, some of the processual stuff that the government does, she's not even 100% clear on. So what a lot of people don't realize is it's not the Supreme Court. It's not their job to interpret what they meant when they wrote the Constitution. Their job is to interpret what it actually says. So if you go in with the mindset of, well, we're going to figure out what the founding fathers really meant when they wrote this, then you're trying to change the framework. You're trying to change the idea behind what makes up the Constitution. And now it's become everything. You can't even go to a football game anymore without it being political. Literally, there's nothing you can do in this country that doesn't have a political ramification. With the Supreme Court justice, I think even Gorsuch voted, you know, on the left this time. And so we don't have a conservative majority, and everybody's just kind of looking around like, where are we at? What is going on?
And, you know, it's interesting because I used to live in Dallas, Texas, and there was always, you know, even when who's the lawyer? His name is escaping me right now. Alan Dershowitz, who was always extreme left, right? It was with the Clintons all the years. Now he's come over to the other side. He's a big Trump guy, and now none of his friends talk to him on Martha's Vineyard when he goes on vacation. But that all said, he had Ted Cruz in his class at Harvard, and my brother has a friend who was in with Ted Cruz undergraduate at Princeton. And everyone says of Ted Cruz, whether you're a lefty or a righty or somewhere in the center, that no one knows the Constitution better than Ted Cruz does. And there was always talk in Dallas that someday he's going to be on the Supreme Court. And the whole reason I believe that President Trump did not put him on the Supreme Court is that they didn't want to lose Texas to the left in the Senate. And so they needed Ted in that spot in Texas. But I think at some point he's headed straight to the highest court in the land, my opinion. What do you think, Chad?
Absolutely. That wouldn't surprise me at all with the exodus because of restrictions in California. All the tech people are moving to Texas because it's plenty of land. It's open. It's a similar climate. And so it's going now purple. In a lot of areas. And without Ted there, who is a, you know, well-known, well-liked senator, it could have actually been up in the air. So I think that is probably more of what he considered than putting Ted on the Supreme Court, because I'm with you. I think Ted is brilliant. I think he's fair. And one day it would not shock me to see him on that court.
Yeah, he has an R in front of his name for Republican, but I never identify him as a Republican. I always, when I talk about Ted Cruz, I call him conservative Senator Ted Cruz. Chet, thanks so much. We are out of time here. We're up against a hard break. I've got to get to traffic and weather, but we will see you and Sherry tomorrow right here on KWAM Weekend on The Real Resistance. Thanks so much, Chet, for your insight.
Thanks, Robin.
See you back here next week at the same time. Mighty 990 News Time is 7:17. Traffic and weather for you coming up next.
All you early risers.
Good morning.
Morning.
Get Robin's daily podcast right now on Mighty990.com.
You don't want to miss Mid-South Gardening Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on the Mighty 990. Listen in for expert advice on maintaining your garden all year long. Each week, landscaper Veda Vance, Premier Garden Center manager Kenneth Mabry, and retired nurseryman Jim Crowder bring you expert advice you can trust and answers you can depend on. From plant profiles to solutions for keeping your garden healthy, Mid-South Gardening has you covered. Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on the Mighty 990.
Please remember to thank all our healthcare professionals, law enforcement, first responders, and military for their protective services. This message is courtesy of Braswell's Cleaning and Organizing Services of Memphis, our premier cleaning contractor. Trust over 10 years of experience and an A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau to go to work for you. Call 901-497-0929. That's Leanne and the crew at Braswell's Cleaning and Organizing Services. People who care.
My goal as a teacher is to impart knowledge and then be able then for them to take it and turn it into wisdom. As we teach, I think, okay, 5 years down the road, how will the material that I am teaching them really affect their lives and their careers?
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes.
For baby boomers, here's something to think about.
Will you have enough income during your retirement? Are you absolutely sure? Do you understand the difference between growth and income? How about bonds and bond funds? Are you 100% ready for RMDs? Do you have an estate plan? If you've said no to any of these, we can help. Tune in our show. It's been designed with you in mind. It's the Retirement Income Program with Dave McAdams, right here, Sundays at noon.
Burning police cars and buildings. Looting small businesses. The liberal mob is attacking Nashville and other American cities. Conservative Bill Hagerty will stand with our brave police officers, enforce the rule of law, and crack down on left-wing radicals and Antifa terrorists. Hagerty is endorsed by President Trump and 22 Tennessee sheriffs. Here's Bill Hagerty.
The death of George Floyd was a tragedy, but Chaz, Antifa, and rioting have nothing to do with getting justice for Mr. Floyd's family. These left-wing radicals want to create chaos in America, and their looting of small businesses is making it harder for our economy to heal. As your senator, I'll support our police officers, and I'll stand with President Trump to restore order to our cities and get Americans back to work.
Endorsed by President Trump and Tennessee law enforcement, Bill Hagerty is the law and order conservative.
I'm Bill Hagerty, candidate for United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Team Hagerty.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. Again, that's 800-218-6710.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Good morning, everyone. Mighty 990 News Time, 7:21. You're listening to Wake Up Memphis, and we're broadcasting live for you from the Brim Snack Food Studio right now. Traffic and weather for you.
Traffic.
Good morning. Traffic's building pretty good here on 55 coming up through this part of North Mississippi from Coldwater all the way up to South Haven. 3rd and Holmes, there's been a crash at that intersection. Roadwork had it slow earlier on Shelby Drive near Airways Boulevard. Be aware of that this morning. Hey, when it comes to jewelry, nobody treats you better than Weimer's Jewelry, located 7525 Highway 64. Go see them this weekend. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
What's the weather like today?
Weather now.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Mostly sunny and hot. Temperatures nearing 90 today. Winds will be light and from the south. More heat ahead for the weekend with lower 90s and increasing rain chances by Sunday. Do you need disposable menus for your restaurant? Call Mark at the AIM Mail Center. He's on Church Road West in South Haven. I'm News Channel 3 weather expert Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
And right now, mostly sunny skies in Germantown, 70 degrees, very pleasant out there. Byhalia, 69, mostly sunny. And right here at the Mighty 990 Studios, 72 and mostly sunny, going up to 91 today. It's going to be a hot one out there. Summer is upon us. Father's Day weekend. Do you have a salute for your dad? What was your favorite memory with your father? 901-260-5926 is our number. Of course, the conversation continues for you on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. We will be reading your comments as we have done, sprinkling them throughout the program. Mighty 990 News Time is 7:23. Joining us now on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line is a friend of this show, Randy Blevins, Vice President of Marketing and Programming for Memphis in May. Randy, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Lots of changes. Tell us.
Yes, big changes for us. It's for the first time in the 44-year history of Memphis in May. Because of the continuing threat of COVID-19 and in the interest of public safety, we're canceling all the 2020 Memphis in May events that we had rescheduled for the fall. And unfortunately, it's a devastating blow for us. We go into this to produce events, and you know we expected to have as we do every year, around 200,000 people flock to the riverfront in Memphis, Tennessee, in the most beautiful setting, to enjoy our music and our barbecue and celebrate with each other. But this this pandemic had other plans for us. That has for other major festivals around the world. Really, the decision was really made for us, unfortunately.
Mm. So preview for me, and we'll of course have you on again, but preview for me and the Wake Up Memphis audience, what events and the date and what are you planning for 2021?
Well, the thing we're doing is, while it's sad for us now, we're basically pressing pause for this year, but we'll be back bigger than better next year. But by canceling the events now, gives those folks that were planning on traveling to Memphis a chance to reset their plans. A lot of people would have needed to have made travel plans and hotels and book flights and such. So that way they can regroup. We will be back next year in Tom Lee Park, of course, with Beale Street Music Festival, April the 30th through May 2nd. And then we'll have the World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest. It'll be May 12th through 15th. Board of Directors made that decision yesterday. And thus far, I think everyone's been quite understanding. It just there's not a lot of clarity of what the world will be like with major events like what we do. And we just thought it was the most prudent and safest thing for us to do right now.
Oh, yeah, I totally understand that. And we're speaking right now at 7:26 with Randy Blevins, the Vice President of Marketing and Programming for Memphis in May, which has been canceled again. Normally, Randy, how many participate in just the barbecue contest alone?
Barbecue, anywhere between around 70,000 people over the course of the festival. Attend. I mean, we have people that will come from all 50 states every year. We have people come from around the world. I mean, this is by far the largest event that happens in our city, and it's an important event. It's part of the fabric of our city, and that's one of the reasons why back in March, when this whole thing happened, that we really gave it a good shot because we wanted to try and make it happen. A lot of people depend on not only Memphis in May for the fun and for the celebratory atmosphere. It's something that Memphians have enjoyed for generations, but it's also a tremendous economic driver engine, a tremendous economic engine for our region. In 2019, Memphis in May generated $149 million economic impact.
Wow. $149 million, you said? $149
million? $149 million economic impact, and that's every year. And that's something that, our city has grown accustomed to having that shot in the arm. And now not to have that, that's, it's sad. But, of course, it's par for the course with everything that's been going on with COVID-19. But, again, we're pressing pause. We're coming back next year.
You're going to have a lot of planning to do between now and then. That's a lot of money, Randy. I did not know that the number was that large, that 149. And our remaining 30 seconds here, Randy. So in terms of your work, you've got a lot to reorganize now for the spring of 2021. And by the way, I love brisket. Love it, love it, love it. There's nothing better. That is like, if I want a treat, I'll have some barbecue and some brisket. Oh, it's my favorite.
Well, at the Memphis in May World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest, we feature pork, but we also have brisket in the anything but category.
I'll have to go to the anything but category. I'd love to judge all that. I know Todd Starnes, the owner of this great new radio station, loves his barbecue. So we will be there as a team. Randy Blevins, I know you're a busy man, but thank you for sharing some moments with us here this morning on Wake Up Memphis.
Thank you very much for having us, and we'll be back bigger than ever next year.
Back bigger than ever next year. Happy Father's Day, Randy Blevins. We appreciate you. We will have him back on the program, of course, here on Wake Up. We are broadcasting live for you this morning from the Brim's Snack Food Studio. Coming back, speaking of fathers, Eric Baker, Grace Baker, our ace reporter here at the Mighty 990, her dad, joining us live, coming up next, right after the break. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Robin Walensky.
New, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
On the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Wondering how you'll finish your degree now? At Liberty University, we want to help. So when you transfer into one of our more than 100 undergraduate online programs this fall, you could earn up to $3,600 in transfer student scholarships, or more if you live in Virginia. That means you could pay less than $900 per course and transfer in up to 75% of your degree. That's up to 90 credits. Save time and money at a school that's been helping students like you for over 30 years. Learn more by texting degree to 495-95. That's degree to 49595.
The other day, I told you that our beloved Aunt Jemima had been decapitated by the culture jihadist Quaker Foods, announcing they plan to rename their syrup and pancake mix on account of racism. I warn you, good folks, it was just the start. And sure enough, there's now a full-blown jihad underway down at the Piggly Wiggly. The makers of Mrs. Butterworth, Cream of Wheat, and Uncle Ben's Rice say they, too, are going to change the imaging and packaging on their products. It's all part of a nationwide campaign to eradicate anything the left perceives to be racist, from statues of George Washington to books like Little House on the Prairie. In the case of Mrs. Butterworth, it was her matronly shape that drew the ire of the culture jihadist. ConAgra says Mrs. Butterworth was intended to evoke the image of a loving grandmother, but they are making a change to stand in solidarity with black and brown communities. All that to say, you'd better stock up on Eskimo pies and Chiquita bananas. I'm Todd Starnes.
Todd Starnes.
A lot of people back at Fox News in New York ask me, why in the world would you want to move back to Memphis? And I'm like, dude, that's where I'm from. The 901 is my hometown. This is where I grew up. Got sick on the roller coaster at Liberty Land. Got my tonsils out at La Bonner. Ate ribs at Leonard's. I was even a season ticket holder for the Memphis Express. Don't want to talk about that. I love this town. Good people with great hearts.
Todd Starnes. Weekdays at 11 on the Mighty 990.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
How many people did Robert Mueller target with his probe against the president? We'll talk with Waleed Faris next on America First with me, Dr. G. Then Matt Boyle of Breitbart will give us his latest revelations on the Never Trump movement and just how truly corrupt they are. And then we will be joined by the American Conservative Union's Matt Schlapp on what we need to do more to make sure the president wins.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, weekdays at 2 on the Mighty 990.
I've got to tell you guys about MyPillow. MyPillow has an incredible offer. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, the rolls, go anywhere pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506. And if you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship free. That's right, free. Plus, you get a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Call 1-800-839-8506 or go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
Hi, this is Jim Shoemaker. Join me Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for Talk Money as we discuss your financial questions and your concerns. My guest will be Rusty Leonard from Stewardship Partners. He gives us an update on the market. Is this the shortest recession in history? We'll find out. Also, Michael Powell, what investing and why is it so simple? That's Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on Talk Money, the Mighty 990, helping you make the most of your money.
Robin Walensky. Southern sensibilities with a Jersey attitude. Now back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Robin Walensky, and this is Wake Up Memphis. Welcome back to the show. We're broadcasting live for you from the Brims Snack Food Studio. We checked in with my dad in the last hour from New Jersey, and he's 85 years young. Miss Claire, can we hit cut number four?
Having a child and multiple children, in fact, is probably the most blessed and thrilling experience of a lifetime.
My dad, Dr. Norm, loves being a dad and a grandfather. Father's Day weekend, as we salute all the fathers and grandfathers out there, joining us right now at 7:35 on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line, Eric Baker, Dad to Grace. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on. We adore your daughter and her work. In the interview with my father, of course, yeah. of course, you certainly did it right. In the interview we heard with my dad, my biggest memory that had the most impact on my life as a woman was when I was little, in order to keep me in line and quiet, my dad, after dinner with mom and my brother, would take me on the porch where we had a little black and white television set. So this goes back 100 years ago. And I would sit there. My feet wouldn't even, you know, were like dangling, right? I was only 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, as you can picture it. And he would turn on the CBS Evening News, and we'd watch Walter Cronkite. And this had a tremendous impact on my career. And I know your daughter, Miss Grace, who works for us, clearly she gets it from you, too.
I would think so. Yeah, she's wonderful at what she does. And we're very thankful, her mother and I, that she's on the path that she's on, for sure. Journalism is something that she's writing in general has always been something she's enjoyed and to do. I mean, she was writing novellas when she was 13 years old, you know, and so for me to have some kind of influence on her, would we watch the evening news together? No, definitely not. But to just talk about things, and she knows that I'm passionate about what's going on in our country, and where we are, and our past president, and it's something that if we can instill in her, I feel like we've done a wonderful service to her. So, because it's hard right now to watch what goes on with so much of the youth and millennials and different things. And, you know, it seems like most of them need a father or didn't have a father. And that's the biggest issue with today's society right now.
No question about it. Mighty 990 News Time is 7:37 as we salute all the great fathers out there like yourself, sir, Eric Baker. Want to bring into the conversation your daughter, our ace reporter, Grace Baker. Grace, what is your favorite memory with Dad?
Oh, man. What is my favorite memory? Probably watching Grizzly games together growing up.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
I would get so riled up about it, he'd just leave the room. So...
That's sweet. That's very sweet. Let me ask you this, Eric. It is so important whether you're watching the news on TV like I did with my dad when I was a little girl, whether it's discussing the news and current events, what's going on at the dinner table, or if you're a person who works late hours, just having that conversation with your children and grandchildren is so important because the news these days, Eric, I mean, there are very few good stories. I try to, you know, lighten it up a little bit. I try to, you know, inform people of positive things. We have our gardening show with Jim Crowder, and people really like that break in the news cycle on a Saturday morning. We have our religious programming as well on Sunday, where people take a few minutes off from all the negativity. What are you teaching your children currently, Eric? Because Grace is not your only child. I understand you have three kids.
That's correct. Grace, she's the first, and then we've got a 14-year-old son. I've got also a 5-year-old son as well. Yeah, we spread that out. That was that planned?
Purpose.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Still hadn't figured
that was
out.
God's plan. That was God's plan. That was God's plan.
Yeah, that was God's plan. Teaching what we can show and influence on our to talk about what's going on, because I think we have to, because if we don't, who's going to? Is it going to be their friends who are playing video games online or talking to them in middle school, high school? Are they going to be the ones to tell them? And what are they? And ultimately, what our children are ultimately mouthpieces of their parents or their parent or guardians at home. The most. And if we can't influence them in a political, psychological, and emotional way to impact others, having a Christian view aspect of life and that we can pass on to our children, that's the greatest gift that we can give them. So, and that influence, we definitely talk about it. And because I want them to know, hey, this is what's going on. This is what you're going to face. You need to be prepared for this. And I think it's helped for sure. I think it helped with Grace. I hope it helps with the boys. The 5-year-old, he's not quite there yet, but that's okay. But the 14, he's definitely got it, and he understands. And so I think he's on the right foot, headed for it.
Yeah, that age of 14, as they, the whole puberty thing and then becoming a teenager, becoming a man, such a critical time. 7:41 is our time here on Wake Up Memphis, and we are celebrating fathers and grandfathers today. Eric Baker, the dad of Grace Baker, who's our ace reporter here at the Mighty 990 KWAM, what about your dad? What were some of the big lessons learned from him? Because clearly you are a terrific father and teaching your children, your three children, the life lessons that they need as a foundation going forward. And you're getting them at a good age, the early age, before they get corrupted by the, I call it the agenda in the public school system and then in college and then their friends, like you say, who are getting information from all over the planet on the internet. It's a dangerous world out there. What do you remember, though, Eric Baker, about your dad and his life lessons?
My dad taught me biggest thing was work ethic. And sometimes some people think that's a bad thing, that you work too much. But at the same time, if you don't work, you can't provide what the life that you want for your children. You can't have the life that you want after your children are gone, for you and your wife or whoever it may be. So that was his biggest influence. He was a FedEx mechanic here in Memphis, worked on power plant line, and he traveled. He traveled a lot. He went all over the world with FedEx, go fix engines, and he'd be gone. He'd be gone 2-3 days, sometimes even a month, whatever it may be. Did he enjoy doing it? He enjoyed doing what he did. So you can't, did I want to see him more? Absolutely. But having him show me what it meant to provide and knowing that we loved him no matter what, but he took care of us. We ever needed anything, he was there, he'd make it happen. And, that was the biggest influence. You asked me that, but, him, he was strong. You know what? The other thing, church, going Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and consistently. Now, sometimes I'm not 100% sure that it was his decision. I think it might have been my mother that was pushing him, saying, you get those kids right in the car, let's go, every single time. But for sure, he made sure we were there. And he made sure he showed up. So that would be my second one, for sure. He's but great man, still a great man. He's a work ox, and still is to this day. And I hope I can show that that is something that this world needs, is more workers instead of relying on somebody else to take care of you.
Self-responsibility. What's Dad's name?
Eddie Baker.
Eddie Baker, you did a great job, Eddie Baker, if you're listening, or we'll let him hear the podcast when he gets home from work tonight. I have to say this, Eric Baker, you have done a great job, and we are so excited to have your daughter on board. She does a great job on this show. She and I split the guest booking, and she's very efficient, and she's got a terrific work ethic. She reminds me of me when I was her age, and the proof is in the parenting, and the proof is in you and your wife, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much, and happy Father's Day to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Robin. Can I say one little thing? That's it.
Sure.
I appreciate what you say for me, but I am humble as far as what I've done. The biggest influence in all of our children's lives is our mother. The man, yes, he is, but I still feel like the cornerstone of any good family is a mother that will take care of them and show them and teach them and love them and nurture them. And her mother, unbelievable. So anyways, I'm just happy that she has a mother that she does, and I have a wife that has done such a good job. So behind every good man is always a good woman, and or they stand next to each other, however you want to look at it these days. So
that's beautiful. Thank you. What is her name, your wife?
Sarah Baker.
Sarah Baker. Thanks so much, Eric. Very touching.
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Robin.
Beautiful. Happy Father's Day to you. Thank Mighty 990 you. News Time, 7:45. We will be right back after this.
Hey, Memphis. It's Jesse Kelly, and you can hear my show, The Jesse Kelly Show, coming up next right here on the Mighty 990.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Mitsubishi executives taking pay cuts. Chicago bars are reopening for the weekend. Those stories next.
You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. Top executives at Mitsubishi Motors taking pay cuts and assuming responsibility for financial losses, though the drop in sales was most likely caused by the China virus. Bankrupt retailer JCPenney began its going out of business sales at 136 stores. They'll be permanently closed as part of the company's reorganization. A third of Penney's locations closing. That will leave it with just 600 stores nationwide. Five of the outlets, which have been closed because of the China virus, are only reopening long enough to liquidate inventory. Chicago's bar scene just got a shot in the arm. City officials Thursday allowed bars with open-air seating that don't serve food to reopen after being shut by the China virus. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Jesse Kelly.
This is not a phase. This isn't going to end when Donald Trump's gone. What you see now is the new normal. And guess what? You want to be on the right side of it. Because if they get it again, just like they did last time, brother, I promise you, they're going to use it, and they're going to use it on you.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Weekdays at 8 on the Mighty 990.
Please remember to thank all our healthcare professionals, law enforcement, first responders, and military for their protective services. This message is courtesy of Braswell's Cleaning and Organizing Services of Memphis, our premier cleaning contractor. Trust over 10 years of experience and an A+ rating by the Better Business Bureau to go to work for you.
Call 901-497-0929. That's Leanne and the crew at Braswell's Cleaning and Organizing Services. People who care.
Lars Larson.
Should cities fight for their territory with Antifa terrorists or leave the job to President Trump? I've given you three options. Now, you might have written it differently. This is my question. Number one, cities should fight. Number two, let President Trump do it. Or number three, surrender. Now, I've seen any number of reporters say, well, you know, there's not much the president can do. Yeah, there is. There absolutely is something the president could do.
Lars Larson, weekdays at 5 on the Mighty 990.
I'm Ed Parami, the owner of JanPro, the franchise that helps you be your own boss. JanPro is now the fastest growing franchise in the entire world for the second year in a row by Entrepreneur Magazine. We are growing so fast we need new business owners right here in Memphis right now. So if you want to be your own boss and open your own business, call JanPro at 901-683-4900 to see just how easy it is to be your own boss. For as little as $950 down, you can be a part of JanPro. Don't waste another minute. Call 901-683-4900.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Wake Up Memphis. It's 7:50, and we are broadcasting live for you from the Brims Snack Food Studio. Coming up, an artist with a Father's Day song here in studio, but first, your traffic and weather.
Traffic.
Good morning. It's actually still looking pretty good here up through North Mississippi on the interstate here on 55 at the State Line Road. Just give yourself extra time. Slow it down as they finish that two-car collision at 3rd and Holmes. Traffic on 51 coming in out of Millington. That's still pretty busy, but it's moving. Even coming over from West Memphis right now on I-40 across the River Bridge still looks good. It's time to have some summertime fun at Adventures Unlimited on the Ocoee River. Book online today at adventuresunlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
What's the weather like today?
Weather now.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Mostly sunny and hot. Temperatures nearing 90 today. Winds will be light and from the south. More heat ahead for the weekend with lower 90s and increasing rain chances by Sunday. Do you need disposable menus for your restaurant? Call Mark at the AIM Mail Center. He's on Church Road West in South Haven. I'm News Channel 3 weather expert Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
And right now here in Memphis at the Mighty 990 Studios, 73 degrees going up to 91 today. A beautiful day on tap. Tomorrow, Saturday, 93. Sunday, 89. We could see a stray shower on Sunday. Mighty 990 News Time is 7:52. Joining us live in studio, Jacob Davis, our musical guest here for Friday Free for All Fun segment, who is a graduate of the Visible Music College. Jacob, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be with you.
Oh, you have a terrific voice. I'm so excited that you're here. You have a BA in songwriting from the Visible Music College, and I understand that you have a Father's Day song for us that you wrote called Carpe Diem, Seize the Day, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that was a thing that my dad always told me early in the morning before I went to school when I was in high school, and it just seemed like it was the right title for it.
Now, your dad's name and where he lives.
My dad, his name is Greg Davis, and he lives in Germany currently.
Wow. Okay. So we can send him the podcast after the show, and then he will be able to listen to this. Why don't you play us a little bit of the song, and then we will come back and discuss it. Just if you could play a little bit for us, hit it. Your Father's Day song, Carpe Diem.
I remember you punching buttons, recording tape for musicians to feed a pregnant wife and a 4-year-old. The studio was your second home as you spit songs of love and hope. You definitely changed the world and you certainly changed me. You said, son, You can slay the dragon. You cheer me on. I hear you say, carpe diem. As I got older, your job got stranger. You moved us to Europe, where we thought we'd settle down. But the music kept coming, and it started writing on your hearts and mine like some kind of paradigm. You said, son, you can slay the dragon. You cheer me on. I hear you say, carpe diem.
That was awesome. A big round of applause for you, the Jacob Davis. That was terrific.
Thank you.
How long ago did you write that song, Carpe Diem, for your dad?
I finished that yesterday.
Wow, it is so good and so touching. And you tell a story there. Well, tell us that story.
Yeah. So my dad's a recording engineer, and he entered the business when there wasn't a degree for it. So it was definitely a tough time for him. And he just wanted to imbue this idea of pursuing your dreams and giving your best. And yeah, so he somehow managed to get a hold of this recording studio called The Jam Room in Columbia, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And he worked really, really hard. I put a thank you in the bridge. I didn't sing the bridge for you because I didn't know what our time was like. But basically, he's just an example of what it means to be right and to be kind to people. And we didn't always have money for a babysitter. So that means that I was usually in the studio while he was recording people. And it's just an interesting time, and I'm really thankful for that experience and what I learned from him.
Well, you know what, Jacob? Thank goodness that you didn't have money for the babysitter, because you learned so much from your father, and you have inherited his musical gift. And, of course, you went to the Visible Music College, such a terrific school here in town. You have a BA in songwriting. And boy, thank goodness you didn't have the babysitter, right? Do you want to do a quick shout out to Dad before we end the show here in the next 30 seconds?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Pop, I hope you enjoyed the tune, and I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. And yeah, happy Father's Day.
That's awesome. Just play the little Carpe Diem part for us and sing us out here as I wrap up the show. Go right ahead.
You said, son, you can slay the dragon. You cheer me on. I hear you say, carpe diem.
So great. So great. Jacob Davis, everyone, a big round of applause for you. And your father did such a great job with you as well. So nice, the shout out to him in Germany. We so appreciate you. You have a great Father's Day weekend, Jacob Davis, musical guest here on Friday Free for All, our fun segment of the week, a graduate of the Visible Music College. You have a BA in songwriting. I love that. And we can put that up on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. We so appreciate you, Jacob.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
And have a terrific weekend. Mighty 990 News Time is 7:58. Coming up next, we've got the Jesse Kelly Show for you, followed by the O'Reilly Update at 10:45. And then, my dear friend, the Todd Starn Show, 11 to 2. Every day here on the Mighty 990, Todd Starnes and his take on what's going on in this crazy world from 11 to 2. He's followed by Sebastian Gorka, Lars Larson, Larry Elder, Ben Shapiro, Red Eye Radio, And then our 2 hours together here in Memphis, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central every day, Monday through Friday. The conversation continues and the salutes to Dad on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. Our phone number to join the show next week to be a part of the conversation, the important conversation, 901-260-5926 is our number. I'm your host, Robin Walensky. We've been broadcasting live for you from the Brims Snack Food Studios. We will see you back here Monday morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. Have a terrific Father's Day weekend, everybody. Stay safe. See you back here Monday.